Crenshaw, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Congress is getting involved in the fight to keep car makers from eliminating AM radios in their new vehicles.
Some automakers are removing AM radios from new vehicles. Why?
The electromagnetic waves emitted by an electric vehicle's battery interfere with the incoming AM radio waves.
But Representative Bob Latta says there are ways around that.
Some auto manufacturers are installing shields and filters.
The AM for Every Vehicle Act would require automakers to do so. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher DeMays with the New Jersey State Police says this is critical since AM radio is key, for example, during weather alerts.
No one should lose access to this essential information because the vehicle being driven does not have AM radio.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
There are about 4,500 AM stations in the U.S. The destruction of a major dam in southern Ukraine has caused villages to be flooded. Ukraine says Russia blew up the dam. White House spokesman John Kirby today.
We've been closely monitoring the impacts of that destruction, which has triggered massive flooding in Ukraine and resulted in the evacuation of, at the very least, thousands of Ukrainians.
98-year-old American World War II veteran John Foy spoke today in Normandy, France, at the commemoration of the 79th anniversary of D-Day.
Within about 10 yards of our position were the bodies of three of my comrades, men that I can never forget, Finn, West, Porzio, half buried in the snow and frozen in the 10 below zero weather. An image that still serves my mind after 79 years.
Foy spoke at the American Cemetery in Normandy, site of the graves of almost 10,000 American soldiers. Atlanta will move ahead with the construction of a controversial training center for police and firefighters. The vote in favor of final funding came after a marathon public hearing, says WSB reporter Michelle Wright.
The Atlanta City Council agrees to provide funding for the police and fire training center. The final 11-4 vote comes in just before 5:30 this morning after more than 14 hours of public comment.
We were told it was $30 million, then $33.5, then $67 million. When will it end?
I am for it. I ask the council to vote with your consensus and with the community's long-term interests.
We're gonna stop Cop City.
Time is expired.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for a presidential campaign. He's promised to take on Donald Trump directly. He'll make his announcement in person tonight. Former Vice President Mike Pence and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum are also expected to join the race. A mixed day on Wall Street throughout the day, but all in the green at the close. The Dow up about 11 points, S&P 500 up 10, NASDAQ up 47. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A 21-year-old from Racine is facing charges after police say their gun was used by an 8-year-old who accidentally shot themselves last week. Police say Alejandro Jaramillo, who had a prior felony conviction, was prohibited from possessing the firearm. On Sunday, Kenosha County authorities arrested a 27-year-old suspect believed to have been involved in the homicide of a 1-year-old. Zaire Nevels was shot and killed last Saturday outside of a library during an argument among adults. The city of Milwaukee celebrated the launch of its first ever bus rapid transit line this week.
All of our residents should be able to access employment, access educational and recreational opportunities in any zip code throughout Milwaukee County.
County Executive David Crawley says the Connect One covers a distance of 9 miles from downtown Milwaukee to the Milwaukee Regional Medical Complex in Wauwatosa. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with The Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12. golf as goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling it audible. I've decided this will be a two for Tuesday edition. I'm skipping the Taco Tuesday.
Oh, man. Well, good for you, Crudy. Ease up on the calories. Happy two for Tuesday to you, Evan. Working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with you all once again.
You know, this is the second time I've been on the Civic Media airwaves today.
Again, Crudy pulling double shifts. Hardworking man.
You know, I've been hanging out with some of our fine colleagues in broadcast. Yesterday, hung out with the Todd Alba. You know, the host of the Todd Alba Show, the cool guy in the early portion of the afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. And today, Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. And Pat's additionally going to do a local product on our newest station up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the Tap 93.5, simply called the Pat Kreitlow Show. You know, I like simplicity in the name. But anyways, that'll be coming soon as it's feasible with the engineering. But anyways, spent some of my time this morning with Pat Kreitlow. And Dom, we're going to spend a little bit later in this fine show with one of the other morning, I guess she is a morning host. She's done it noon now. She is Kristen Bry. She's the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And for some of our friends in Madison, they're getting a dose of her for the very first time, right after the Stephanie Miller Show. Others, you've been hearing Kristen Bry, just a new time, 10 to noon across the Civic Media Network, 11 to noon right here in Madison, but Kristen Bry on the Devil's Advocates. You know, you can't really call us the greatest radio show ever in front of other hosts. It sort of shames them a little bit, Dom. So,
oh, yeah, okay.
We'll just welcome her to the Devil's Advocates at 4:30. And I talked with our buddy Matt Flynn today. Matt Flynn, been on a little poker sabbatical, and he didn't win. I think it was at like a world championship of poker event. He did not win. So, you know, he didn't retire from broadcast because he's,
he's
got a lot
coming
of money
back on the radio then. All right.
But I'll let him tell the story. I won't steal all his money or his thunder, but he's got more money than he left for the poker tournament with.
Wow, that's
he's
pretty
in the
rare.
Money. 6,000 participants.
How many?
6,000 in this poker tournament. And our buddy Matt Flynn apparently finished in the money.
Hard to do.
Well done. He's
disciplined. Even if you're up, don't you spend a little bit before you leave? Because isn't that why you went?
I'm not sure. Matt probably stayed in a nice place. He still probably burned more than the entrance.
Oh, no circus like you drug me to?
Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe the entry fee was like $6,000. I don't know. You know, some of these boys, they got expensive hobbies. I used to golf, but I gave it all up for radio with you.
Thank you.
So Matt Flynn will be back on his slot leading into us. And if you heard her for the first time last night, Maggie Dawn, what a great job she did. Maggie Dawn, we're her lead-in at 6 o'clock across the Civic Media Network. I'm sure she'll come around someday soon, right? She's going to drop in on us in the 5 o'clock hour one of these days?
One of these days.
Well, invite her. She might drop in. So this big show, Dom, let's start in our backyard. I always like to lead local, if you will. And the election, top election official in the state of Wisconsin, according to the headline at the Journal Sentinel, well, she's in trouble. And before we get deeper in the headline, I would point out that I am happy that we're getting coverage from the Journal Sentinel at this time, because a lot of the reporters from the Gannett papers, they're on strike. But apparently the local union at the Journal Sentinel negotiated a no-strike clause. Yeah. So the only reason that we've got the fine coverage of the paper of record right now from the state of Wisconsin is because their journalists are forced to, well, there's not a picket line, they're not scabbing here, but they're forced by contract to show up for work. They got a no-strike clause.
Damn, a no-strike clause, yes.
You'd be sick.
The 2015 to 2016 agreement remains in effect under an evergreen provision until it's replaced. A Wisconsin Examiner reported on this. So lots of Gannett folks out on strike right now, but not Molly Beck and crew over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Just a
little fact here, though, quickly. Gannett has apparently cut its workforce by 54% in the last 4 years.
I'm thinking about cutting our workforce by 54% right about now, if you interrupt me one more time.
Oh, really? Bring it on, baby.
I was going to point out, you know, our pal Jesse Appoyant's got a new position over at the Journal Sentinel. Like, she announced her new job position yesterday. Well, I think she had announced she was taking the job. But a fine journalist. She had been at the Cap Times most recently. We've known her for, hell, going on a decade. She was a young lady when she first came to town. Now she's a seasoned pro. But Dom, how would you like to show up for work on the very first day? Sorry, we're on strike. Moose out front should have told you. Right. I mean, literally the timing of her joining the Gannett Corporation and, you know, well done, coincides with the timing of the Gannett National Strike. And only by the fortuitous nature of the no strike contract is our girl Jesse Appoyant at work today?
I guess.
Molly Beck, they're friends. Molly Beck reports, the future of Wisconsin's top election official is unclear, as key members of the state Senate say they plan to vote against reappointing Megan Wolf as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Now, we've had Megan Wolf on this show. At the same time, a recent state Supreme Court decision that allows appointed public officials to stay in their positions beyond the expiration of their terms is delaying action by the members of the Election Commission who are tasked with deciding whether to recommend her for another term. Now, Wolf's term as administrator of the state's election agency expires at the end of June. But Dom, it's going to come back to biting him in the ass right about now.
Karma's a bitch, man.
A 2022 state Supreme Court ruling that sided with Frederick Preed, the semi-fascist cranberry farmer who wouldn't leave the DNR board, right? The Walker appointee, a former natural resources board chairman who decided to stay in his position nearly 2 years after his term expired, is raising questions about whether the commission must take action to reappoint her. Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler said in the majority opinion that the expiration of a term does not create a vacancy, meaning that holdovers in any position appointed by the governor can remain until a confirmation hearing is held by the state Senate. So if you never leave, there can't be a a confirmation hearing, Tom? Meanwhile, three Republican senators and one Democratic senator.
What?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel they plan to vote against Wolf's reappointment if the vote is called. The Journal Sentinel surveyed the 33 members of the state Senate on whether they would support Wolf's reappointment to the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. 14 responded. Six Democratic members said they would support giving Wolf a third term. Four Republicans declined to comment, two of whom said they're still gathering information and deciding no, they're not, including the leader of the Senate Elections Committee, Dan Knodel of Germantown. Don't push your luck, Knodel. Senator Corey Tomchek, Republican from Mosinee, sent a letter to colleagues on May 4th recommending senators reject Wolf's reappointment should it reach the full Senate.
Purdy, quote, the behavior of the Wisconsin Elections Commission under the leadership of Megan Wolf has failed to instill confidence, he wrote. I urge this body to begin to take its oversight duty seriously and vote no on the appointment of Megan Wolf as administrator to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's Tomczyk from Mosinee. Joining him in opposing Wolf's reappointment were Republican State President Chris Kapinga of Delafield, Senator Steve Nass of Whitewater, and Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee. Dewey Strobel declined to comment, but has previously called for Wolf to resign.
Dirty Dewey. You know how Dirty Dewey's going to vote.
Oh, yes, it's a guarantee. But this is surprising. Why? Why? Lena Taylor said she would oppose Wolf because, quote, everyone that failed Milwaukee voters in 2020 needs to go. Taylor cited a number of decisions made by local election officials, including closing some polling locations during the first spring election of the coronavirus pandemic, which was not Wolf's decision. She also said WEC should have responded forcefully to Commissioner Bob Spindell's praise of lower turnout during the 2022 midterm among Black voters.
Now, I don't disagree with the latter thought from Senator Lena Taylor, but Lena, Senator Taylor, you're just feeling a little hurt because you were on the mayoral ballot at the time, right? You were going against Tom Barrett. And the spring election was the spring primary where you appeared on the ballot. And I can certainly understand the frustration of an African-American senator who wanted to be the mayor when the lines were long in Milwaukee. There were only five polling stations. I mean, broadly, I don't disagree with the sentiment, Lena. But if you're going to vote against Megan Wolf, do so because of some specific action. You know, be a good citizen, Lena. Don't be vindictive. Don't take it out on Megan Wolf. You know, you could run for mayor again someday.
Crudy Wolf represents a commission that has been under fire for 3 years because of false claims put forward by former President Donald Trump to convince supporters he actually won an election he lost. And because of politics, commissioners approved policies, commissioners approved during the 2020 presidential election to navigate the hurdles presented by the coronavirus pandemic. Gableman, your buddy, Crudy, and the Racine County Sheriff characterized those decisions as nefarious. This nefarious, Crudy. The commission mailed absentee ballot applications to all voters, advised local officials on how to make ballot drop boxes secure, and set new policies in voting in nursing homes. Well, of course, they didn't like any of those things.
How dare they encourage Wisconsinites to vote on Election Day? Come back with us. Matt Flynn, he's back. He's the gambler. He won big for a change. That's my understanding. Don't ask him for money, though. Don't blame it on me. More devils.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 52. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Ample sunshine expected Thursday with highs around 74. 80 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
That's the afternoon phone number. This morning I had to give out a differing morning phone number, a Western Wisconsin phone number. We got to shout out a couple of new stations, Dom. You know, we're not going to do this forever. But for a little while, we're going to acknowledge we got some new playout locations. Like the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse. That's our alma mater city, Dom. God's country, La Crosse. We're playing out on the Tap 93.5 FM, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and WRJN. And, you know, I talked to some very nice people who are angry. They've lost their old-timey, what do they call it? Oldies music.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, people get used to something, man. I get it.
Civic Media has been the worst thing that ever happened to oldies music in the history of the state of Wisconsin.
No, it was rock and roll. It was Shaking of the Hips and Elvis and the Beatles and all the blues and all that stuff.
Well, from this perspective, we took so many. I looked at those that would play the oldies music as people that, you know, might be out of, let's just say, great radio ideas. They lacked for a dynamic format that we could provide them, Dom. So many of the acquisitions of Civic Media were these heritage, let's call them oldie stations, Dom.
Okay.
And we don't play oldies anymore. Now we provide this little product, the greatest radio show ever, some would say. And we got lots of fine colleagues like Kristen Bry. She's going to join us in a little bit. She's the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And we got people like Matt Flynn. He's super cool. And Maggie Dawn. She's super talented. Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She's going to be playing out at 6 to 7 p.m. But at least for those that are like, and they've been very kind. Anyone that would have the gumption to email a radio station and say, I'm mad at you. You make me angry. You've changed something I so love. No, I appreciate that. Sincerely.
Yeah, I get it.
That aspect, I totally get. I'm never going to listen to that radio station again. And I say, but, we got the Packers. Yeah. We got the Badgers. We got the Bucks. We got the Brewers in 2024. And Lou Regani, our buddy, is going to start in Racine. Lou is like a 50-year radio professional. And Lou does Sunday morning oldies, music with the stars. Sure, it's compacted to Sunday. It's like 5 hours, but that's super cool. If you're into that genre of music, Lou Regani is your man. And if you can't hear
He's your
Lou,
guy, that's right. Very specific local time. And
date to tune into.
Sunday, 7 to noon. Unless there's a noon kickoff Packer game, in which case we'll pre-up Lou for the Packers. Man, we're your Packers, Badgers, Bucks, Brewer Station. Don't tell me you're not going to be listening. So anyways, I'm sorry to make that point, but I feel like I have to defend these decisions to the lovers of the oldies music. And, you know, Stu Mann's joining the team. Stu Mann has an encyclopedic knowledge of all things old and musical.
Yes, he does.
You know where Stu Mann's been? I've been filling in for Stu Mann last couple of mornings.
Yeah, man, he's following the Dead and Company around, right?
Yeah, so he's partying with the Grateful Dead, and I'm getting up at like 6 in the morning to prep for a Western Wisconsin outmarket show so I can fill in for Stu, and I can't even call it the Stu Mann Show because no one's ever heard of Stu yet because Stu launches tomorrow. I'm just keeping the chair warm until he can come and name the show. I've just been saying good morning a lot. Good morning. Good morning, Western Wisconsin. Good morning, Amory. Good morning, Hayward. Good morning, La Crosse. Good morning, Richland Center. Good morning, Eau Claire. You know, good morning, Wisconsin. But I'm not really a morning guy. So, you know, I save it for the afternoon. And you, Dom, the friction.
Well, I do appreciate that. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We were talking, Crudy, before the break, Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about Megan Wolf apparently being on the hot seat when her commission expires in June. And I wanted to get a little piece.
They're doing
out
her wrong, Dom. They're doing her wrong. That's my assessment.
As Molly Beck continues to write, few Republicans criticized the commission's decisions when they made them, but called out the agency after Joe Biden narrowly defeated Trump in the state. Recounts and court rulings have confirmed Biden's win. Let me just repeat that. Recounts and court rulings have confirmed Biden's win. As Beck writes, since then, scrutiny of the commission has ballooned. Spindell, the Republican member of the bipartisan election commission, said he told Wolf he would not support her reappointment because his party does not support her and not because of her job performance. What? Quote, Megan has done a good job and is being accused of some items she is really not responsible for, Spindell said. I indicated to her I will not be voting for her. Politically, she has not been able to gain the confidence of the Republicans. Politically, Spindell says, she's not been able to gain the confidence of the Republicans. How is that ever going to happen?
Bob Spindell is literally a false Trump elector here in the state of Wisconsin. Bob Spindell has been reported widely to blame the Trump lawyers for his decision to go out and commit what I would allege is a criminal fraud in the state of Wisconsin. Joe Biden won the state. This guy's an elections commissioner, and he's willing to overrule the will of the voters. And above and beyond that, the other issue Lena Taylor took with Bob Spindell is the fact that as what the, I forget which CD, the fourth CD, I believe, but as CD chair, as a regional chairman of the Republican Party, he was bragging about the suppression of Black and Latino votes in Milwaukee with enough impact perhaps to cast U.S. Senator Ron Johnson back to the Senate, you know, in tandem with the Willie Horton ads that were run widely against Mandela Barnes. Come back with us. Shut up, Bob. Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, our fine guest next.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Some members of Congress want car makers to keep installing AM radios. Congressman Bob Latta spoke at a hearing today.
Removing AM radio receivers from vehicles means individuals may miss out on critical life-saving updates.
The Biden administration is reacting to the blowing up of a major dam in southern Ukraine, spokesman John Kirby.
In addition to loss of life and livelihoods, Its destruction could very well have a devastating impact on Ukraine's energy security.
Ukraine is blaming the attack on Russia. At least 16,000 people have fled their homes. D-Day being commemorated. It happened 79 years ago today, June 6, 1944. 98-year-old World War II veteran John Foy spoke at Normandy American Cemetery in France.
For a brief moment in history, these men held our nation's destiny in their hands. We did not fail.
The cemetery, the site of the graves of almost 10,000 American soldiers. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A plea deal has been accepted that will likely see a retired Racine County Sheriff's Sergeant serving jail time. 59-year-old David Coughlin had been charged with theft in a business setting, accused of stealing union funds. The identity of the 17-year-old boy found dead in a crashed-out car in Milwaukee's tow lot has been released by his mother. James Stokes was discovered yesterday in a stolen SUV that had been towed last Thursday. It's not clear why it took 4 days to make the discovery. In a 10-7 vote last night, the Kenosha City Council decided to revise the city's fine system for minor marijuana offenses. The effort was led by Alderman David Mao.
Knocking doors during my campaign, it became very clear to me that this was an important issue.
Starting in September, first-time offenders with small amounts of marijuana will receive a $1 citation. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We call it the Two for Tuesday edition. Dom, we've been joined by a fine guest live via Zoom. She is the host of As Goes Wisconsin. She's our colleague in broadcast, Kristen Bry. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Welcome back, Kristen.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good to see you.
You look like you made so much more effort for this day's show than I. I'm wearing like sweatpants today. I like barely rolled out of bed this morning.
It's amazing what red lipstick will do. It just really wakes up your... I haven't even showered today, but you thought I really prepared just because I had some red lipstick on.
It matches my badger hat. I find it quite charming. Kristen, welcome to Madison, at least as a live product. You're playing out across the state, 10 to noon, and here in Madison, 11 to 12, because people like Stephanie Miller quite a bit, and we don't want to offend all the people, not all on the same day. But anyways, Kristen, welcome to Madison. Tell people a little bit about yourself. For those that are unfamiliar with Kristen Bry, talk show host, how'd you get into this crazy business?
Man, it has been a winding road. So I'm from Madison. So this is a little bit of a homecoming for me because I grew up in the the West Side, Tacoma area. So by Monroe Street. But I have been all over the place, performing background, moved to LA when I was 16 to be an actress, went to college, then worked in tech, then started doing stand-up, then taught myself how to do videos. And it really started with doing like political comedy videos and like explainers a la Last Week Tonight with John Oliver or The Daily Show. And then I started As Goes Wisconsin and came back to Wisconsin in 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, and started making these videos that kind of caught on, of just like, how do you mix the very Wisconsin Charlie Barron's type humor with like voter information and make it somewhat entertaining instead of so dry? And so it started there. And then around this time last year.
And Kristen, where?
Like my year anniversary of this show is July 5th.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Very nice. Hey, and where did, I know that you knew Jane Van Neer. Where did the relationship? Jane is a seasoned radio professional in her own regard. She's been doing morning shows for years and years in Milwaukee. And I don't say that to date her, only qualify her. She's a fine co-host, sidekick, however you want to characterize Jane. But how did you guys know each other prior?
Are we allowed to say previous employers?
I don't care. Who's going to hold it against you?
No, I don't know. She's always very big on saying a previous employer and not actually naming stations. But she's a legend. In Southeast Wisconsin, Jane's been around for a long time. And certainly it's fun to watch people come in as guests to the show and meet Jane for the first time, because they're like, I grew up with you. Like, I know your voice. And so she most recently was on WTMJ, which is where we met. I was doing kind of part-time fill-in some gigs over there, and she and I met there and became fast friends. And so when this opportunity popped up for me coming over to Civic Media, I had told her about it. But one, to like flesh out, I was like, do you think this, like, would you do this? And she was like, could I come with you? And so here we are.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are joined by a fine guest. She's our colleague in broadcast, Kristen Bry. She's the host of As Goes Wisconsin, playing now across the Civic Media Network, 10 to noon each weekday, and right here in Madison, 11 to noon. Kristen, you and Jane are doing a fine job, but there had to be some adjustments to doing talk radio. It's not, there's no school. You don't go to like talk radio school. You kind of have to go out there and get your nose bloodied a little bit. How's it feel now? Is it more comfortable? There are days when you look and you think, man, somebody better call right about now.
You know, it's interesting because I, with talk radio, like I grew up with music radio, but then in the last whatever years, like I was a podcast person. I've been, you know, like most of the content that I consume is produced and not live. And so I think the biggest shift for me has been like, I have this idea of the quality of the show that I want to do, but all of my examples, like there's writing teams, there's producers, there's like an entire squad that like produces something versus live radio that is live and every day and for 2 to 3 hours. And so it's like the improv skills and the recall skills and the being able to go with the flow and being able to talk live. And so much of that is like been the learning curve for me of like, how do you do it live every day and roll with it and have it be conversational versus needing to know everything and know where it's going to go when you start.
Kristen, you had a very fun segment on your show today. I was listening in my office and he had a little momentary brain lapse. And I texted you the song I thought you meant. I'm like, I think that's Pearl Jam, Last Kiss. And you texted back during the break or something, and I think you did mean that, but you said, well, I have pregnancy memory, something of the sort. And I said, well, usually that's not the issue. Normally I'm filling in for Dom's faulty memory, and that's a whole different issue.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Kristen, I'm sorry, Kristen, go ahead. As goes Wisconsin.
No. I was just going to say, yes, I certainly, I mean, I would say I've never been the person who's like the best at trivia and like dates and names. Like I have the general memory of something, but certainly since becoming pregnant and in the last month or so, that mom brain, like that, like pregnancy fog is a very real thing.
I can't even put it on a pregnancy, Kristen. I just say to Crudy, remember that one time at the one place where the one dude said that thing? And he usually knows what I'm talking about. So it's great to have a co-host like that. Kristen Bry, as goes Wisconsin, I really appreciate your style. And I wanted to get your sense of, you know, we talk about, you know, reaching out across the aisle and talking to people with different philosophies and politics. How do you address, or how do you think the proper way, or should we address, as, you know, talkers on the radio, those who engage in call it election denialism, those, you know, those kinds of things, believing the big lie? I mean, what's the proper way to address those very specific issues, knowing that, you know, we want to reach out and we have more in common than we don't, but damn, some things are really hard to get over.
Well, some things are hard to get over, and it's not even get over. It's also just hard to have a conversation when you can't agree on the facts, right? Like, I think there's gradations of people we disagree with, and it's hard because I think so often, at least where I come from, or like the point of view that I come from, is like, if we can agree that this is the problem that needs addressing and then debate on how we get to a solution, those are the best kinds of conversations to have, right? Yeah. But like when we don't even agree on the problem, that becomes really hard. And I think like that is where a lot of the divide is right now. And it's also what I'm drawn to talking about is different. What sometimes you guys are drawn to talk about, and certainly what's different, what like conservative talk show hosts want to talk about, as far as like, what is the problem? And so I feel like, I don't know, Dom, like with the election denialism, that's something I was like, I don't know where to take the conversation from here. Cause yeah. I love talking with people I disagree with, but like, if we don't believe, as Great Jane likes to say all the time, that gravity exists, or more recently, did you guys hear about the new Georgia GOP chair who is a flat earther?
Oh, really?
Aren't they all?
Wow. I'll send you the video. she has a podcast called Jesus Guns and Babies that is not ironic, and she is a flat earther. So, you know, whether there's gravity or whether the earth is round, like, so to a certain extent, I would say it's hard to have constructive conversations with people who just flat out don't believe in the same facts. But at least like everything else shy of that, when we disagree, like coming at it through curiosity, coming at it through understanding, coming at it through asking questions. Cause like, that's my biggest thing, is always like, instead of like, let me just talk over you to tell you how like right I am. Like, if you can ask poignant questions to lead them to realizing they don't know those answers, I always think that's pretty powerful.
The louder you talk, the righter you are. You have to say it with conviction, Kristen. It must be true, especially after a couple of happy hour cocktails. We were just talking before you came on, Kristen. Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, according to Molly Beck, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, under some pressure. A lot of people really don't like her too much. You know, they got to pay for what they did, quote unquote, whatever that may be. And Robert Spindell, one of the he's on the commission, and he's also one of the fraudulent electors. I mean, the fact that he's even still there amazes me. But, you know, he is, and as you mentioned, like this person in Georgia, he's in a position of authority and power, you know, and these are the folks, whether you're a flat earther or just a fraudulently election official, you know what I'm saying? they have positions of power and they have influence, and other people look to them and follow them. And that's what really concerns me. It's not just, you know, rank and file. It's people of authority and power.
Well, you know, and it's interesting how much that's shifted. A couple months back, earlier this year, I had George Stanley on my show, who was the former in chief and publisher for Journal Sentinel. And he's been a journalist for his entire career, and largely with with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he was like, had we 10, 15 years ago expose Michael Gableman to be who he was or who he is and how he was running that in, it wouldn't down because the party was so embarrassed.
Oh no, I think
place where Kristen, that's not people
We got to jump in here for a minute.
Is my connection great?
We're breaking up quite a bit here. And you had mentioned that when George Stanley was the editor of the Journal Sentinel, had that great paper of record Once Upon a Time, had they, you know, run an expose about Gableman, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. Well, it would have been all over but the crying. I think that was the point he was trying to express. Was it not? Because Gableman would have been politically done. He would have seen the end of his career before, you know, Robin Voss got around to firing him. Was that the greater point, Kristen?
That was a greater point. Basically saying that not so long ago, we weren't so parted, like the divide between partisanship wasn't so great that people just put their head in the sand no matter what. Like there was still integrity and there was still a line you could cross. But now we're in this place where it's so much about your side winning that it doesn't really matter if there is incompetence, corruption, just straight out denialism. And that is one of his biggest just kind of sadnesses, I guess, of where we're at right now. And I would say it's the same, right? It's like, if again, if we can't agree that there's gravity and we put these people in power, what can we believe it?
Kristen, you've missed a lot of the Scott Walker, let's call it reign here in the state of Wisconsin. He started in 2012, perhaps a lot of your California time, as you mentioned before. Do you think we've put Scott Walker behind us as a state? I mean, I still see some of the malfeasance. There are still lawsuits from the lame duck he signed on his way out of office. And of course, the governance, the bad governance goes on through the legislative gerrymander that really makes us a pretty undemocratic state. If you've seen something else and you see Wisconsin, it just doesn't feel right, does it?
Well, he's also still making videos of himself eating cheese and posting it on social media.
Are we
media.
Talking about so, the like, Waker now? Walker is still making cheese videos? He's a sad, sad little man.
He made one yesterday, and it's just, he tries, he also made like a very not timely Bud Light video after like weeks after Kid Rock had already done one. It was like, someone needs to up your social media game because you were a little bit behind the ball. if you're gonna try to contribute, let's like make you a little bit more.
He is the head of the Young Americas Foundation, Kristen. He is the one responsible for recruiting the, you know, the young college conservative Republicans into the philosophy. This is their leader. He is the leader of youth, don't you know?
He really gets young people, it seems like.
Well, he gets that they're being indoctrinated. Yeah. Come back. More of our indoctrination with our friend Kristen Rye, host of As Goes Wisconsin, right here on the Civic Media Network. Listen for her 10 to noon. Come back. More Devils and Kristen and Ebone.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way.
That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast tonight with lows around 52. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 74. Lows dip down to about 47 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 74. 80 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude
on 540 AM WAUK.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to follow us on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on the Facebooks at the Devil's Advocates Radio. If you want to check out some podcasts, go to civicmedia.us and click on the shows tab. Look for the Devil's Advocates.
And also look for As Goes Wisconsin. We got a fine guest. She is Kristen Bry. She is the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And Kristen, it is rare that we find a female talk show host. I'm just saying, there's not a lot of you. And B, you're the only one I know that currently pulls a shift on the radio live every day who is pregnant. That's kind of a big deal. And in that you do political radio here in the state, and I know you're recently married, and we've met your husband, Michael, seems like a nice guy, all that kind of stuff. You guys probably meant to do this, I'm assuming, although not all of us parents meant to do this. But legally in the state of Wisconsin, this is really your only recourse. I mean, that's got to be a weird experience. What if you didn't? What if it conflicted with your professional responsibilities? What if, you know, what if? Well, that takes away a lot of your choice as a woman. Kristen, what's that like?
It's been interesting because it was a planned, desired pregnancy. We're very excited. And I'm an open book. If anyone listens to my show, like, I don't really hold my cards close to my chest, for better or for worse. But there was a moment that I was like, how early do I want to, like, do I really want to talk about this on the radio before my 20-week scan in case something happens, in case something pops up on that scan, which does happen, where the conversation changes of like, how do we get you to Chicago? And I have friends that since the criminal abortion ban has come into place that live in Wisconsin, who've had fetal anomalies in their pregnancy, who had to do exactly that and go to a different state because it was a wanted pregnancy. They were excited about it. They were heartbroken when they were told your baby will not survive, but we can't help you here. And that, I think, has been both the emotional roller coaster and like also like my mom asked me in the last couple of months since becoming pregnant, have I changed my thoughts on being so unapologetically pro-choice since becoming pregnant for the first time? And I said, if anything, it's made me more so, because what it's made me understand is that when women get into their second and third trimester, they don't just change their mind, like something happens. And so having that conversation between you and your doctor is so much, and your partner, is the most important thing. Not guys who, you know, they moonlight as political legislators, but their day job is like real estate landlords. Like, they don't know anything about this. And so it's been, I feel really lucky and honored to be able to like talk about it. I feel very lucky that everything looks fine right now. We've gone through the 20-week scan and everything looks healthy and good, but it's been interesting to be in a position to both be going through something that is so personal and also political in a state where this is impacting women's health every day.
And Kristen, how do you deal with, you know, just the human changes? I mean, you've got to have morning sickness or days when you're not feeling up to the job. And Dom and I, you know, we show up a little hungover, a little tired some days. You know, we have our moments and we fake it till we feel a little bit better. But, you know, how do you deal with morning sickness and go and do a morning broadcast?
Well, the good thing is, this is the funniest thing about pregnancy is that, at least in my experience so far, the thing, like, when it's you're the most sick, you're the most exhausted, is also the time when you're not really telling that many people yet, which is the first trimester. And so it was a lot of faking it. It was a lot of like, all right, let's pull out those acting skills. And for 3 hours today, let's just pretend we're in a great mood. And so that was interesting. Jane was a shoulder to, or an ear to complain to, I would say. There was certainly days where I was like, I'm so tired. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I know that feeling every single day.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That is Kristen Bride, host of As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciated your comment about, you know, the part-time legislator who's a real estate broker during the day job, and you know, these are the experts, quote unquote. They're going to dictate to you, a woman, which they are not, what you can and cannot do with your body. But it's Ron Johnson made the comment that something to the effect that if you don't like it in your state, you can move.
I know.
The senior senator from the state of Wisconsin, that is his opinion to the women of Wisconsin, all the women citizens out there. That's his opinion.
Well, it might be a little messy, Dom. Might be a little messy.
You can move. It might be messy. How do you translate that, Kristen?
I will answer that question in a second, but another great thing about Ron Johnson is that, do you know that in his will for his kids, if they have a child out of wedlock, they get written out of get their trust fund.
Technically, the second child out of wedlock. One child out of wedlock is permitted fine. Legally under the Johnson Family Trust. Second child out of wedlock, unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
It would
then
almost like
out.
Incentivize the Johnson children to perhaps consider abortive care, you know, because they didn't want to get written out of dad's will.
Well, not only that, but then a year or so ago, he also went on record saying it's not society's responsibility to help you raise your children in regards to answering a question about childcare and paid family leave and, you know, personal responsibility. And that to me is always just the mental gymnastics that these guys do as far as don't have a kid if you can't take care of one. It's like, well, I didn't want to, but yet here we are. And you guys have been forced birth as your only population increase plan and not incentivizing people to make it easier to have kids or less expensive to have kids, but just to force people who do not want kids to have them because that's the best you got.
Well, it's a very low unemployment rate right now, Kristen. I mean, we got to do something. And, you know, they're proposing having 14-year-olds, you know, bring the beer around at the bar. So, you know, the more kids that they can get for the workforce, even if they got to have, you know, forced government birthing to make that happen, they are down with it.
I mean, because heaven forbid we just fix our immigration program and actually let people who want to be here in legally and let them work.
Well, then what are they going to bitch about then? If you solve the problem, you don't have the issue, Kristen.
I think we leverage the second illegitimate child clause in the family trust. That's the best way to remedy problems that befit and befall the family. Kristen, congratulations. I don't think we've publicly acknowledged you are a mama to be, and that's pretty exciting stuff. Thanks for coming on the Devil's Advocates. Also, very excited about your statewide expansion. 10 to noon, As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bride, Jane Mantineer. It's a damn good show. Give them a listen. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kristen.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The Happier Tuesday 2 for Happy Hour is next. Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knee. Blood in the streets, the town of Chicago.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.